this time, within 2 months, from 26th February, 24th January, to 15th March, less than 2 months, I had the opportunity to go round over the world. From Bombay, I went to Hong Kong, then from Hong Kong to Tokyo, Japan, from Tokyo to Honolulu, Honolulu to Mexico City, then Venezuela, Caracas?
Yes.
I forget the name. South America. Then I was to go to Trinidad, West Indies, but there was no bank. West Indies people came to see me. Mostly they are Indians. And then, Miami. Then from Miami to Atlanta. From Atlanta to Dallas, or Gurukul. Then to New York. Then to London. And from London to Bombay here. Chennai, yes. I think. Yes, here is the here and difference. Yes. So there were very nice meeting in Tehran. Many scholar Mohammedans came to see me. So everyone is understanding the importance of this meeting and movement. So in Tehran I discussed about chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there are many names. Nam Nama Kari Bhavada Nijasatva Shati. Krishna's name, many forms, Kari pleaded to the Muslim audience that you can chant the name of Allah also. Not necessarily that you have to chant the Krishna name, but any name indicating the Supreme Lord can be chanted. Because in the Shastra, it is said, Harir Nama, the holy name of the Lord. But it must be the name of the Lord. Actually, Krishna has thousands of names, and his names are enumerated by his activities. That's why Krishna accepted to become the son of Mother Yashoda. Therefore he is called Yashodana. Krishna accepted Vasudeva as his father or Nanda Maharaj. Therefore he is called Nanda Nanda. Vasudeva or Devaki Nanda. Krishna acted as the charioteer of Arjuna. He is called Partha Sarathi. So Krishna's name means attached with the activities along with his devotee. This is Krishna's name. So, in the Mohammedans, and the Supreme Lord, Allahu Akbar, God the Great. Just like we say Parabrahma. Brahma means the biggest. Brihaspyat, Brihanaspyat. On account of being very big, including everything. That God's another name is Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. Arjuna addressed Krishna as Parabrahma. So Allahu Akbar means Parabrahma. So we do not make any distinction that this type of religion is better than that type of religion. Any religion which teaches how to love God, that is first class. That is the injunction of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samai punsan paro dharma jato bhakti radhuk khas. Ahituki apati hata jina atma sam prasid. Srimad Bhagavatam does not name any particular type of religion. It says that religion, that system of religion, is first class. Savai pungshan parodha. Transcendence. This Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism, they are all prakuta, manne. But we have to go transcend this prakuta or mundane conception of religion. We are Hindus, we are Muslims, we are Christians. It's like gold. Gold is gold. Gold cannot be Hindu gold or Christian gold or Mahavadan. Nobody, because a lump of gold is in the hand of Hindu or in the Muslim, nobody will say it is Muslim gold, it is Hindu gold. Everyone will say it is gold. So we have to select gold, not the Hindu gold or Muslim gold or Christian gold. When Lord Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja, he did not mean this Hindu religion or Muslim religion. These are designated. So, we have to come to the platform where it is pure. There is no designation. Aham Brahmasmi. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is really. Without this conception, any kind of designated religion, that is prakriti, that is not transcendental. Our Krishna consciousness movement is transcendent. Parodham. Savai punsan parodham. Param means above. Above the so-called religion. So this is not our manufacture thing. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, dharma prajjita kaitava astra. Any kind of kaitava, pretense test, or false, illusion, kaitava. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religion is rejected, thrown out, prajjita. Prasarupena Uddhita. Just like we sweep over the floor to take the last particle of dust and throw it away. Similarly, to become Krishna conscious means we have to give up all the so-called cheating type of religious system. Because experience has shown that following the so many different designated religious systems, nobody has attained the platform of how to love God. Nobody has. This is practical experience. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced, Lord Krishna gave hints that this is real religion. Mamekam saranam bhava. This is religion. Any other religion, system of religion, which does not train the followers how to love God, that is cheating type of it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prema Pumartha Mahat. Bhagavad says also, real achievement of success in life is how to love God or Krishna. That is the highest perfection. So, lokasya ajanata, the foolish people, they do not know it. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre satata samhita. Because people, they do not know what is religion, what can give them actual relief. Therefore, Vidyan, Vedavyas. Vidyan, Chakri, Sattata, Sangita. The Sattata Sangita. Srimad Bhagavatam is Sattata Sangita. Anartha Upasamam Sakshat, Bhakti Yogam Adottari. Lokasya Ajanata, Vidyan, Chakri, Sattata, Sangita. People are suffering from anartha. Unwanted things. They do not know how to get relief from this entanglement. Therefore, Vidwan, the first learned scholar, Vyasa, compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavati Mahamuni. Mahamuni is Vyasa. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to preach this Sattata Samhita. Samhita means Vedic religion, Vedic scripture. Sattata Samhita. So people are responding, especially in Western countries, in Africa also. They are responding. Many Africans, they have become Vaishnava now. That is the latest news. And they are receiving very well. So, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, with the cooperation of the Western youth, this movement is going on. I have traveled all over the countries, as I reported, and everyone, where I saw, I was very much pleased that Sankirtan is going on, and it is improving. It is not declined. That is my greatest encouragement. That even in my absence, things are going on very nicely, improving. That is very hopeful. Not only that, from the Gurukul, we are training small children. There are about more than 100 children in Dallas. They are rising early in the morning, attending Mangala Arati. Boys and girls not more than 10 years, not more than 5, 6 years. So that is very hopeful. In future, they will become nice Vaishnava. And many children are taking bath. They are very nice devotees. As last in our path of 3 minutes, small child, our Sikhma told, as soon as I saw the Hare Krishna, immediately he laughed. Very nice. There are many such children. So all these children, they are Vaishnava. Sujanam Sumatangehe, Yoga Bhrasta Sanjaya. That is it. They are given chance to take bath in the family of Vaishnava father and mother. From the very beginning of life, they are getting encouraged by it. We had such opportunity. Somehow or other, we have come to this stage. Similarly, these children, they are getting opportunity from the very beginning of their life. So on the whole, it is very hopeful that in the Western country, not only Western country, especially Western country, we have shown some scheme that a community, Vaishnava community, is now stands. That is very hopeful. A Vaishnava community, and they are in America, they are now addressed American Hindus. These American boys and girls. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this much has been done, and they are improving more and more. They are serving Krishna. Prani Yathri Vyavasa. This our Guru Kripa Maharaj has contributed large sum of money for our Vrindavan construction. And this time also I have brought very large sum of money. About 50 lakhs. So this is utilized for Krishna's business. And these people, Western people, they are serving this cause with life, prana, athai, by money, dhya, by intelligence, and by words. Pranai Rathai Jiyavata Srevasaranam Sada Itavad Janma Saphalam Dehinam Yodhi Shud. This is success of life. That we should fully engage our life, our money, our intelligence and our works for the service of the Lord. That is called Sarvadharma and Paritajya Mami Kamsa. The time is very bad at the present moment everywhere, especially in India. Of course, India's original culture is all right. But unfortunately, our modern leaders, they are killing the original culture. They want to introduce Western culture. Now it is openly. There are these shops, wine shops. So, what can be done? It is Kali Yuga. Everything is possible. But those who are intelligent, Krishna ji bhaje sevaro chogu. They should take to this Krishna consciousness movement and be successful of this human form of life. Hari hari hi phale janam bhava. Manushya janam paiya radha krishna nadhuriya janiya suniya visakhai. Anyone who is not taking to this Krishna consciousness movement, surely he is taking poison, knowing. That is a fact. Everyone, Rava Bhakta Shakuto Mahabhu. No qualification. The so-called education has no meaning, no value. So, it is not a thing that one may take to Krishna consciousness and one may not. No, it is compulsory. One must take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise his life is spoiled. Srimai Vaishiva. Dharma san sthita punishan vishyakshin kathasuja nutpadaya dhratin jadi Srimai Vaishiva. One may think of executing his religious principles very nicely, but if he does not have his dormant love for Krishna, then all activity in that direction is supposed to be simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. Spoiling. Janiya suniya dusakhani. So our request to everyone, especially if you are a little bit inclined to respond.